Haskell, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 30th, 1900. Typed. Dear Brother Haskell, Dr. Kress has written a letter which I wish you to see. It seems to be the impression that I have changed the place of the conference. I stated plainly to my brethren that I would not dare to go to Battle Creek in midwinter, for I could not endure the heated air in the cars. It would be like risking my life to do this, for my heart could not endure the strain. And again, I know the condition of things which I would meet in Battle Creek. If the Lord bids me to go to Battle Creek, I shall go. But as yet, I have not sufficient light to lead me to place myself in a position which I know would be dangerous to me. I had a severe experience on the steamer coming from Australia. But the Lord revealed Himself to me in my exhausted, suffering condition, and comforted me, assuring me that He had a refuge prepared for me, where I would have quiet and rest. I had not thought of settling in St. Helena, but the Lord has opened the way for me, placing me where I can be comfortable and at rest. Would it not be presumptuous for me, at my age, to travel in midwinter across the Rocky Mountains to Battle Creek? But I have written more fully on this point elsewhere, so we'll drop the matter now. I hope you are of good courage in the Lord. We would highly appreciate a visit from you in our new home. When you come, we shall arrange for you to have a room in our house. I wish I could say two rooms. I cannot. Because we have not two to spare. When you come, we shall give you a hearty welcome. Then, if you will choose a piece of ground on which to build a home for yourself and your wife, we, worn pilgrims, will have a chance for quietude without disturbance. Recently, I had a rare chance to buy some land. Brother Burden has been watching for an opportunity to purchase a piece of land of 120 acres. He met with some delay, for the land belonged to two sisters under age, and therefore it was not put in the market. Just a few days since, this piece of land was offered to Brother Burden for $600. He told me about it. I at once investigated the matter, and Brother Burden bought the land for me, getting it for $550. If my place under the hill is not quiet enough, we can retire to this land. It is a mile from here. There was a small house on the place and one or two outbuildings. There are two small orchards in which there are prunes, cherries, apples, peaches, pears, and apricots. Come and see this place. It is as retired as anyone could possibly wish. I am not to be expected to engage in all the interests that will be presented in Battle Creek. The Lord says, "No, I have a work for you to do. You are not to devote your time to untangling the many things at the center of the work. Light has been given. Those who will walk in this light will be enabled to see the living principles which alone can save. I cannot bear confusion and dissension and strife. When God's people seek Him with all the heart, He will be glorified in them. Self will not be regarded as a precious article, which must necessarily be handled with great care, lest it be broken. Would that every soul who has had the light would break by falling in Christ. Only those whose lives are hidden with Christ in God will stand firm, rooted and grounded, and established in the truth for this time. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.